I'm traveling a lot, always have a craving for Whataburger. I had to make a connection in Houston, had about an hour. Whataburger just opened at Terminal B. Boom, I need to have a patty melt. The creamy pepper sauce, Monterey Jack cheese, bread's toasted. Grabbed my patty melt, started rushing it back. By the time I got there, the lady was just closing the door. She sees my bag, she goes, sorry, but if you give me your Whataburger, I'll let you on the plane. And I told her, put me on to the next flight. And I was late for work, but it was worth every bite. I don't think anything tops a patty melt at Whataburger.
Today at Whataburger, we're cooking the Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich.
You asked for it, and it's back.
We got three chicken strips, two slices of Monterey Jack cheese, topped with Whataburger's own buffalo sauce, a little bit of buttermilk ranch, all between a toasted bun.
Chicken sandwich on its own is good. Chicken sandwich with buffalo sauce is fantastic. It really wakes up the chicken sandwich.
It's crunchy, and then it's spicy, and then it's cool. Your mouth is exploding with flavor.
Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. That's back, and it's only here for a limited time.
Aloha, everybody. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPRN Radio, and this is May 24th, 2019. Well, it's Memorial Day weekend, and it is also graduation time, so I thought in honor of both, I would talk about if your kids are thinking about enlisting in the military, why you really they shouldn't, and all the lies that the military will tell you to get you to join the service. And if we have time, we'll talk about the U.S. military's willful slaughter of life in the Pacific Ocean. Now, I'm not pro-military. Can you tell? Okay. And of course, with all the craziness going on in the United States, we're going to do just a little bit of energy work before we get into that. And of course, we're going to focus on Trump. And because it's kind of a military show, we'll also do really quick energy work for the Pentagon. But before we get to that, how many of you noticed how Russia is popping up all over the world and, you know, really getting their hands into everything? You know, they're no longer invisible. Now, either they don't care or they're getting caught because their magic is falling apart, which I would prefer that their magic is falling apart. But when I see Nazis popping up all over the friggin' world, and then Russia is partnering with them, I don't know about you, but that doesn't give me warm fuzzies. So before we begin anything, I'm going to bring up nine Russian brands to boycott, and I'm going to go through them really quick because we have so much to get through. And, you know, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, in what country you are, Russia has tried to mess with you. These guys are really good. Putin is really good. And it stayed really, really hidden for a long time. And then you've got our puppet, our personal puppet in government, who's Putin's puppet, which is Trump. And it's just time to boycott, you know, and you got Trump out there talking about it so much, it's really in your face, so you really can't ignore it, can you? No Russian collusion. No, yes, there is Russian collusion. Yes, there is, but he keeps saying Russia, Russia, Russia. It's not like we can forget. So I'm a little pissed off at what they're doing to our country and how they're really trying to tear us apart. So one of the ways we can actually retaliate is by boycotting their stuff. All right, so I'm going to go through this real quick. And, you know, if you want to get a pen and paper, then go for it. All right, first one is, you know, Russia's very big into oil imports, and you will find a lot of their oil on the shelf. And it's usually called Luke oil, L-U-K-O-I-L. So, you know, pay attention to what kind of motor oil and lubricants that are on the shelves and, you know, go to some other darn brand. Now, for those of you that are in Europe and actually in that part of the the world, Russia's got their airline fleet called Aeroflot. And, you know, find something else to fly on. How easy. All right, number three. I know this may be a hard one for you guys, but then again, I really don't think it will be. Stop drinking their Baltika beer. It is Russian. Baltika beer, Russian. Go somewhere else. All right, four, they've got video games and they've got phone games, apps, and I think one of them is, Ohm Gnome. And it's a tracing game. And, you know, just don't give them their money. Take your dollars elsewhere. And it's run by Zepto Labs, which is, of course, Russian. Now, the big one that would really hurt them where, you know, in their heart is vodka. And Stoli, S-T-O-L-I, Stolichnaya, I think I said that much better this time than before. You know, it's their vodka. It's another vodka brand if you like it. For you investors and bankers out there, Morgan Stanley is in bed with Russia. Not going to say more. They have their own entertainment. They also create computer games and movies like Games, Battle Mages, and Farm Frenzy. And this is from anything Russian studios called Targem Games and Alawar Entertainment. And they've also published games including Men of War and King's Bounty series. Don't do it. There's so many other games out there. All right, now number eight is a bank which they have, and it's called Elforma. And it's an affiliate of Alpha Bank's international equities business. And they actually have banks somewhere in the United States, probably in New York City. So guys, come on, you can do it somewhere else. You know, boycott Russian Today, their news outlet. How many of you eat crab? Do you know where your crab comes from? A lot of it's from Russia. Find out where it comes from and stop buying it. All right. And then number 10 is, of course, the Russian mob. Do your best to avoid them and boycott them as much as you can. You know, if they own casinos in Vegas, you may want to avoid those casinos. I'm just saying, not saying that they have them there. Oh, God, I'm sorry, ladies, but, you know, avoid the Russian prostitutes. And I'm moving on with that one. A big one is, and you can do this really easy, boycott Trump's properties and everything that's got Trump's name on it, including the MAGA hats and all that garbage stuff. Stop going to his golf courses if you are. Stop giving him your money. Don't go to his hotels. There's many other better hotels. Don't eat at his restaurants. I heard they're not very good anyway, and they don't get a really high grade, which makes sense considering it's a Trump brand. And then they actually have Russian products on Amazon. Don't buy them. You know, they've got the Russian hats with the fur because it's cold in Russia and Russia loves fur, and it's not good if you do fur anymore. And they have other hats, like military hats. Ooh, warm and fuzzy. Books. Okay. They've got those little nesting dolls that, you know, the mom and the dad get smaller and smaller and they all fit inside. And, you know, they even have, oh my God, I was just like, oh, ooh, Trump nesting dolls. How cute. flags of all Russia. And again, I've said this, they've got all kinds of cake decorating. Now, I know they love to decorate the eggs at Easter time. That's a big deal. But man, I'm telling you, they're going overboard with all the cake decorating paraphernalia you can get. And then, you know, how can I not talk about Russia without talking about religious icons? And, you know, I'm sure you can get those religious icons from anywhere else but Russia. Try Poland, Hungary, Germany. I'm sure they got them. Try it. All right, that's stuff from Russia that you can actually boycott. Share that list with your friends. Let's hurt them in their money belt. And it's also saying, you know, we see you. You're not invisible anymore. And this is our way of voicing our displeasure. All right, we're going to do some really quick energy work, and then we're going to talk about military and if your kids are considering enlistment. All right, so just sit down. We're going to do this really quick. You're not sitting down. Sit as straight as you can. Put your feet flat on the floor. Put your hands in your lap. Start breathing gentle breaths. Breathe in light. And exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And imagine all that unwanted energy going through the violet flame back to God. And you fill up with more divine essence. Inhale light. Exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And keep doing that till I tell you to stop. So as you're doing that, I surround you in a bubble of golden flame. I add to that the blue flame of protection, the violet flame of transmutation, the green flame of healing, and I seal you in the pink flame of love. And I call to all your teachers, guides, masters, and all the divine beings that work with you and invite them in to make this energy work amplified 100,000-fold. So take one more deep breath and exhale out anything dark that's left in your body that no longer serves you. And again, that energy goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. Now I want you to feel yourself. Send your silver antenna up from the top of your head, go through the roof, really connect with the Creator. And as it reconnects with the Creator, feel all that incredible high energy, healing energy, just pour under the top of your head, go all the way down your legs, out your feet, into the earth. Feel it flow down your arms, out your hands. Feel it flow down your spine. I want you to feel totally consumed in this divine energy. And now we're going to take another deep breath and inhale all this light. And as we exhale, we're going to send all that energy into the center. And we're going to form a bubble of light and put this energy work in that bubble. So in this bubble of light, we're going to put Trump and his whole family in this bubble of light. Let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. Called while the crystals in Washington, D.C. area to amplify light and transparency everywhere in the capital. We ask the Creator to remove all energy overlays that's keeping the public from seeing all the unnecessary expenses that the Trump family is creating, that the public is paying for. See the mass general public demanding Trump either stop going on as many vacation trips to any of his golf courses, including Mar-a-Lago, or pay for the trips himself, no longer using taxpayer funds for his golf trips or his Nazi rallies. See Trump having to pay all this money back to the taxpayers. We ask that all veils and overlays that are protecting any of the Trump kids, wives, or ex-wives from the public's eye and receiving real justice are removed now. Let all their plans be brought to the surface in a way that Congress and the Senate and the New York Southern District Courts take action, strip them of their power they've been given by Donald, and to replace them with people that actually have international experience and remove all protection magic that is protecting them from jail time for all their illegal practices of making money from the president's office. See all the appropriate state prosecuting attorneys pursuing the Trump family for all their past and present money laundering schemes. Let them be given prison time for all their treasonous actions. We ask Trump's higher self to release his hatred of anyone that's not white, going backwards and forwards through hundreds of thousands of his former lives. You see Trump's mob ties being severed and transmuted by the violent fire, so Trump can no longer pull from that crime syndicate energy, whether it's Russian, Saudi, or American, or evangelical. Let all Trump's mob secrets be brought up to the surface and revealed to all, allowing real justice to step in. Remove all magical overlays of protection around Trump so there's complete transparency on how far, on how he actually sexually abuses women and children. Let's send energy to all those women Trump has sexually abused in the past and present, along with the energy they need to come forward to speak truth and be protected from Trump and his followers. And if they choose to take him to court, they win. Call the higher selves of everyone in the United States to realize that Donald Trump and his family are a national security threat. We ask that every American needs to demand that their representatives, judicial and elected, Democrat, Republican, independent, you don't even need to be part of it. Just go find these people. Stand up and insist that the Trump administration be suspended. We ask Michael the Archangel to remove all overlays, along with cutting all ties and binds that Bill Barr has to the New World Order and the Catholic Church that's keeping Barr from releasing complete unredacted Mueller report. And if Barr can't do this, which is his free will, we ask the angels to encourage many whistleblowers to leak this info to the general public and all the newspapers and give the Bar Association the ammunition they need to disbar him so Barr can no longer be an attorney, which means he has to lose his job. He has to be attorney to be attorney general. See those people stepping forward and stripping Barr of his license. And see Barr being removed from office before he can hurt or harm anyone else. Call the Archangel Michael to remove all overlays of magic that is keeping the Congress and Senate from standing firm and putting Trump on presidential timeout now and starting impeachment hearings, and remove from office. Cut all ties and binds that Trump has to the KKK, the Nazis, all white nationalism, and the Nazi racist Stephen Miller, Steve Bannon, Barr. And let's call the violet flame through all this energy to transmute all that hate. See all Miller, Trump's, Bannon's, and the Republicans' immigration plans falling apart, as well as Miller being removed from his office in the White House. If Trump has Hitler genes bloodline, we now cut those ties to Hitler, the past, and violet flame, all that energy replaced with light. We ask Trump's higher self to now let him reconnect to the creator so he becomes an awakened spiritual being who now knows better than a hurt or harm. Again, if Trump refuses, which is his free will, we ask his higher self to put in a position of harmlessness now. We're going to remove the energy overlay of Trump's mother and father off of Trump. And as that's being removed, see that racism go with it and that ego go with it and that energy of he's better than everyone else leaves. Is transmuted by the fire and replaced with kindness and empathy. So let us now tie and bind the God and Goddess of War and chaos and all chaos magic attached to Trump. See the chaos magic neutralizing to nothing, having no power. See all of Trump's evil programs being reversed and repealed. See Trump's Barron tax be repealed and replaced with a tax rate from 2018. See Congress and Senate making Donald Trump show his tax returns. And again, let the whistleblowers come out, exposing Trump on every single level. He has lied, stolen, cheated. See it all come to the surface. Let's call Ganesha to remove all obstacles and all blocks that are keeping Trump's taxes from being released. Let all the truth come to the surface. And as Mnuchin becomes, keeps standing in the way of the taxes being released, we're going to send energy to those in Congress that are responsible for withholding his salary and putting him in jail and marching up to his office with whoever that they have in the Congress to work with and taking him into Congress jail and do it now. See all satanic magic that is keeping the Trumps and all these people in power being neutralized. See all overlays of Nazi evangelical magic removed from Trump and his family, the Republicans. It's time for Trump to be impeached and all his family members removed from office, replaced with a human light worker now. So fill that bubble up with energy, and we're going to take a deep breath and release it. We give thanks for this opportunity to serve. So we're going to do a quick one. In this bubble, we're going to put in the Pentagon. So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power of the sacred fire vested in me, I command. And I want you to take a deep breath. And as you exhale, feel yourself fill with that divine energy, blowing out your arms, your hands, all your upper chakras into this bubble of light that we have the Pentagon in it. So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. We call to Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to all satanic dark magic that is giving the war machine its funding to go forward. See all veils of protection being removed from all Pentagon works, projects, wars, secret ops, mercenaries, and all forward movement of any kind. We cut ties to all symbols they use to keep the war energy moving forward, including all Nazi symbols, the swastika, the Pentagon shape, all domes and obelisks. Cut the ties to all secret societies, including the Skull and Bones and all other secret organizations that are within and without the Pentagon that is giving this energy forward movement. See all their veils being removed and the Pentagon's energy being neutralized. We see all funding being pulled away from the Pentagon now. As this happens, this forward movement of war energy is stopped and being reversed. All our troops come home and given the proper health care needed to have a joyful life back in society. The Pentagon money is redirected to the welfare and care of the masses, as well as cleaning up the earth of all the damages they have created. You see this Pentagon money now going back to all social programs, the elderly, alternative medicine, road repair, state projects, organic farming, all schools, reparations to all countries we have harmed, just to name a few. We command all military of any rank higher than private to step forward in the light and work for peace. If you choose not to, which is your free will, we ask your higher self and guardian angels to put you all in positions of harmlessness. We now tie and bind all war hawks, including all that support them, like the Illuminati, the banksters, secret societies like the Skull and Bone Jesuits, politicians, Nazis of the Third and Fourth Reich, all war profiteers, war lobbyists, mercenaries, including all weapons manufacturers. We again cut all ties to all brotherhood, military bonding to each other of ranks. See all overlays being removed off of each other so each of these beings can reconnect to the Creator to become awakened spiritual beings filled with peace. We neutralize all old thought patterns of war, gladiator mentality, might is right, war is peace, with the violet flame replacing that energy with divine thoughts of kindness, compassion, peace, love. Let this new divine energy affect every cell, atom, molecule of their bodies, going all the way down into their DNA. As this happens to everyone, allowing them to experience peace, kindness, and a new compassion for all life forms on Earth that acts according as awakened spiritual beings, creating peace and brotherhood on the planet. We cut the ties to all the Pentagon's war equipment that is hurting and harming the Earth and all life forms, including the Harpy-related equipment, scalar and communication equipment of all kinds, all lab facilities, all chemical warfare, everything connected to space programs, spywares, all computer gatherings and storing of legal information, all computers of war, as well as all other various weapons of war. We violet flame all these elementals, send forth angel light energy to heal. We are now filling these misused elementals with so much love that they're now reconnected to the Creator. We command them to be neutral or only emit love. See all this equipment breaking down, except for the nuclear facilities. We want them, those elementals, to work in perfect harmony until we can shut them down. We see all their weather modification equipment breaking down, including all planes, helicopters, jets, and drones, in a way no one will be hurt or harmed. We cut all ties to all dark entities and astral beings from all dimensions and worlds the Pentagon uses to keep the energy of war alive. We now tie and bind all these dark entities, putting them through the violet flame to clean their energies up. Then we send them back to the Creator, filling that space with an angel of peace, healing, and divine enlightenment. I called the Karmic Board and asked if it's for their highest good that all these beings connected to the Pentagon receive their karmic return for what they have done to the planet and all life forms, as well as a karmic return of at least 100,000-fold, and so be it. But I stand aside as it's returned to them. We ask that this energy work be applied to all high-ranking military personnel throughout the world, all countries, none included, excluded, all included. Cut ties to all satanic voodoo or dark witchcraft ceremonies done in the Pentagon building and surrounding grounds, of course, also at the Bohemian Grove. Keep money flowing into the wars and world domination. We anchor the violet flame to the center of this complex, all corners of the building and ground, see the flames expand, coming together to fill this area with a high transmuting energy, negating all ceremonies, past, present, and future forever. For those in the Pentagon, we're walking in the light of the Creator and working toward peace, the planet, and all life forms. Let's send them a very high divine healing energy, energizing energy, so they become in charge. We see them with lots of divine inspiration overflowing them with lots of thoughts and how to become in charge in ways no one will be hurt or harmed. Let the energy of peace, love, and divine enlightenment fill the Pentagon from this time forward. So let's fill this up with light and love. Nevertheless, not our will, but thy will be done. And take a deep breath and release it. Good. Thanks for this opportunity to serve. Just want to remind everybody, July 2nd we're going to do another event, World Enlightenment event, Quantum Leaping the World into Divine Enlightenment event. And we're going to be doing it on radio. It'll be 6 o'clock Eastern time, 12 o'clock Hawaiian time. Get your crystals out. get your groups together. We're going to chant for 1 hour and really pull that divine enlightenment energy down and anchor it. And the more people can join in, the farther we're going to go into this enlightenment. And, you know, the quicker this crap ends, the quicker Trump will be over. Nazis will be done with, and will be actually cleaning up the planet. All right, so put that down, July 2nd this year. And, you know, if you want my chance, the chance we're going to be doing, and of course, you know, may divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. And we'll tweak it a little bit so you won't get bored. And just for 1 hour of your life, that's what we'll be doing. Mark your calendars. Okay, so let's talk about the military. Now, are your kids considering enlistment? You probably heard the ads in the recruiter sales pitch. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? All advertising does. But if your military life doesn't live up to the advertising, you can't bring your enlistment agreement back to the recruiter for a refund. And you are obligated to the military for a total of at least 8 years, including possible reserve duty. Now, you wouldn't buy a car without looking under the hood. Don't enlist before you check out the reality of military life that lies behind the glamorous television ads and slip brochures. Check it out carefully. Military discipline and living conditions. Do you enjoy being bossed around? Do you want someone constantly telling you what to do and how to do it? If your answer is no, you may have a hard time adapting to military life. Federal law states that the military places numerous restrictions on personal behavior that would not be acceptable in civilian society. Military members are subject to military law 24 hours a day, even if they are off duty and off base from beginning to end of their term. Number 10, USC, Section 654. Disobedience in the military can result in court-martial, prison, or even the lifetime problem of a bad discharge. Furthermore, the enlistment agreement says that your status, pay, benefits, and responsibilities in the military can change without warning and regardless of any promises in your agreement. Not surprising, a lot of people express unhappiness after joining the military. For example, in 1997, almost half the enlisted people questioned by the Army said they were either dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the overall quality of Army life. I guess there's a sample survey of military personnel, Army Research Institute. Now, the military job training myth, many people join the military expecting to receive job training. But remember, military training is designed for military jobs, not to help you get that civilian job later. Even in the technically oriented Air Force, most jobs require particular military skills that won't do you much good in the civilian world. If you get that training you were promised for a particular military occupation, you still might not get any experience in that job because the military doesn't have to use you in the field you requested. In the Army survey, 67.2% of enlisted people said they were dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with their opportunity to select a job, training, or duty station of their choice. 71.1% were dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with their basic pay. As stated by former Defense Secretary at that time, Richard Cheney, the military is not a social welfare agency. It's not a jobs program. And hasn't Trump even said that, the military can take hits, the families can just hang in there? Just like farmers can hang in there and lose money. Okay, now let's dive into the easy money for college myth. Recruiters might promise you tens of thousands of free dollars for college, but it's not free. You got to work for it. And it's not automatic unless you qualify for special jobs or sign up for an extra long term. You'll never see that higher amount of money. To qualify for any aid at all, you have to pay a $1,200 non-refundable deposit to the military. If you receive a less than honorable discharge, as about 1 in 4 people do, leave the military early, as 1 in 3 do, or later decide not to go to college, the military will keep your deposit and give you nothing. According to the Veterans Administration, less than half of the eligible veterans are using their educational benefits, which means the military takes in a lot of money that will not be paid back. In other words, it's really the military that profits, not the veterans. Colleges can help you find aid if you need it, and it pays to investigate those options before agreeing to give away years of your life to the military. Once you complete school, you start earning your higher wages of a college graduate right away. Nobody talks much about the racism in the military. Now, in 91, the head of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights received hundreds of complaints of racism in the military. He issued a report saying discrimination haunts African Americans, Latinos, and women in the military. In 1998, 36% of the enlisted personnel were people of color, but only 15.9% of the officers were. Latinos in the Marine Corps, for example, made up 12% of the enlisted ranks, but only 4% of the officers. When the Los Angeles Times investigated the Fort Leavenworth military prison in 94, they found that 50% of all the inmates and 83% of those under a military death sentence were, guess what, people of color. Now, what do women experience? Well, women often join the military to gain job training and break out of traditional roles. However, women are still limited in the jobs they actually perform in the military. Even when women and men share the same job title, women often are made to do the filing and typing while men get more exciting work. Sexual harassment and rape are a real threat to women in the military. In 95, the armed forces surveyed female members and found that 64% reported sexual harassment. This was twice the rate of harassment reported by women in civilian jobs in a 1990 Harris poll. And in 1993, when women veterans under the age of 50 were questioned at the Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Minneapolis, 90% of them reported that they had been sexually harassed while in the military. And then, you know, of course, the military is a little homophobic. Discrimination against gays, lesbians, and bisexuals is not only intense with the military, it's official policy. Witch hunts to kick lesbian and gay personnel out of the military continue. Since the so-called Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy was introduced, the pace and forced discharges has actually increased. Violence and threats against those suspected of being gay are routine. Now, you also are going to lose your basic rights if you go into the military. Now, if you leave your work without permission, you can be arrested. Any disobedience can result in criminal punishment. You can be punished without the right to see a lawyer or have a trial. Your right to say what you think, when, and how you want will be restricted. Individual expression through the way you dress and wear your hair won't be tolerated. And you will be subject to routine urine tests for drugs. And can we forget about war? You don't think it's going to happen to you if you join the military? Many of you are soldiers who fought in Vietnam, Grenada, Panama, and the Persian Gulf never expected they would be in the ones to see combat. Many of the reserve soldiers who fought in the Gulf have been told that this would never happen to them. But the main purpose of the military is to fight wars. And if you enlist, you have no choice if you're ordered to fight for something you don't believe in, like protecting a foreign dictator or oil prophets. After enlisting, if you discover that your religious, moral, or ethical beliefs won't allow you to kill, it will be hard for you to get a discharge as a conscientious objector. Hundreds of U.S. soldiers were in prison when they objected to the Persian Gulf War before enlisting. It's important to talk to a veteran or someone who has fled a war-torn country. Actually, learn about the war, horrors of war. Now there's also DEP, D-E-P, and that's the Delayed Entry Program. Now, once you've signed up for the DEP, many recruiters will tell you that you can't get out of it. This is not true. There are a variety of reasons for DEP discharges, like enrolling in college, finding a long-term job, family hardship, etc. However, you will need to take steps to get discharged. The military will not automatically do it for you. Contact one of the groups listed, and I think I've got them, for free counseling and help. Now, things you should ask, your kids should ask before enlisting. Are you prepared to fight in any war, any place, any time that the government orders you to? Have you really considered and checked out all the job training and placement possibilities in your community? Is joining the military something you want to do, or are you being pressured into it by other people? Is this a spur-of-the-moment decision you might regret later? Have you talked to any of the many veterans who didn't like the military? Why didn't they make the military a career? And if you become unhappy after you enlist, do you know how hard it will be to get out? If you get a less than honorable discharge, do you know how hard it will be to get it changed? Now, these are 9 things to remember when you talk to a recruiter. 1, recruiters are interested in you in order to make a sale. If they fail to meet their quota of recruits, they can be forced to work overtime. An award-winning recruiter told the Boston Globe, "You have to convince these little punks to do something. I figure if I can sell this, I can sell anything." Another veteran recruiter told a reporter for the Albany Times Union, "I've been recruiting for years, and I don't know one recruiter who wasn't dishonest about it. I did it myself." 2, take along a parent or a friend as a witness, and if you go see a recruiter, that way you'll have someone to back up your side of the story if there is a dispute over whether you got what you were promised. 3, if you have a police record or medical condition, don't hide it. Even if the recruiter tells you it doesn't matter, you'll be the one in trouble later on, not the recruiter. 4, don't sign any papers until you've taken them home. Read them over carefully. If you ask for a copy of the enlistment agreement, they must give it to you. If they refuse, don't sign the agreement. Remember, you're not in the military yet, and they can't order you around. 5, talk the enlistment agreement over with your parents and friends and with trained civilian counselor. Ask about the parts of the agreement that you don't understand. 6, get all promises in writing. Have them signed by the recruitment representative. Spoken promises are worthless. 7, get copies of everything you sign. Keep the copies in a safe place. 8, if you want one of the military's enlistment options, be sure to ask the recruiter the following questions. 1, how long do I have to enlist to get this option? 2, are there any extra requirements, schooling, physical standards, security clearances, etc., that I have to meet to qualify for this option? And what happens if I don't meet them, but I've already enlisted? And 3, for options that include assignment to a particular base or area, am I guaranteed this assignment for the entire time I am in? And 9, remember, if you don't like your new job, they don't have to let you switch, and you can't quit. Early discharges that don't also punish you can really be hard to get. Now, try finding a non-military job. Looking for a job is hard work, and the better prepared you are, the greater your chance to find, get, and keep the job you want. So I'm going to give you some job hunting tips, okay? 1, know yourself. Think about all the job experience you have. Don't forget to include volunteer work, babysitting, home carpentry, or painting. Put together a resume that outlines your skills, ability, and interests. If you don't know how to put together a resume, check with the, oh my God, library. You remember those? Or friggin' Google it, for God's sake. Or career center at your school. Think about what you want to do in life. Talk to the people who have the job that you're interested in and ask them how they got their first job. References. Employers want to know who you are and if you're trustworthy and reliable. Before you go to a job interview, get the names and addresses and phone numbers of 3 people who can tell your employer what kind of person you are. They should have known you for at least a year, not your relatives. So be sure to warn them so they're prepared to answer questions about you if they're asked. And interviews, you're going to do them, but go dress neatly and appropriately. Go by yourself, be on time before the interview. Try to find out something about the company. You can get this information again, Google, or, you know, the library or employment development office. But be friendly during the interview. The only way for them to find out about your skill, interest, and ability is for you to tell them. And for your application, be sure to bring a pen to make a good impression. Follow directions carefully. Fill out the application neatly and completely. And go back. Keep going back if you want that job. Keep showing up and just saying hi. Have you made a choice yet? The people that do that get the jobs because now they're becoming familiar to that person. Even though you're becoming a pain in the rear, they're getting to know you. And, you know, you can also go and volunteer. And when they need to hire, they're going to take the volunteer list and hire somebody from there first because they know you. All right. So for free counseling and more information about what recruiters might not tell you, contact the Military Law Task Force, and that's in San Diego, 619. They're so cute. W3-1701. They're pre-enlistment, military, and draft counseling. Central Committee for Conscientious Objectors, which is also 630 20th Street, number 302 Oakland, California. And they're also in Philadelphia on Cherry Street. Their number is 510-465-1617 and 215-563-8787. You can Google these guys. Make sure you got the right phone numbers. They're also pre-enlistment, military, and draft counseling. And then there's the AFSC Youth and Militarism Program in Philadelphia on Cherry Street, 215-241-7176. And the War Resisters League, can't forget about those guys. Lafayette Street, New York, New York, 212.
Today at Whataburger, we're cooking the Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich.
Yes, we're and it's back.
We got 3 chicken strips, 2 slices of Monterey Jack cheese, topped with Whataburger's own buffalo sauce, a little bit of buttermilk ranch, all between a toasted bun.
Chicken sandwich on its own is good. Chicken sandwich with buffalo sauce is fantastic. It really wakes up the chicken sandwich.
It's crunchy and then spicy and then it's cool. Your mouth is exploding with flavor.
Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. That's back, and it's only here for a limited time. Today at Whataburger, we're cooking the Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich.
Yes, we're and it's back.
We got 3 chicken strips, 2 slices of Monterey Jack cheese, topped with Whataburger's own buffalo sauce, a little bit of buttermilk ranch, all between a toasted bun.
Chicken sandwich on its own is good. Chicken sandwich with buffalo sauce is fantastic. It really wakes up the chicken sandwich.
It's crunchy and then spicy and then it's cool. Your mouth is exploding with flavor.
Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. That's back, and it's only here for a limited time.